Finally, regardless of what you drive, in California and Washington state today, new laws take effect that prohibit drivers from talking on their cell phones unless they use hands-free devices. Similar laws are already in place in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and various cities throughout the U.S. But do these laws actually make the roads any safer? Earlier today, I got in my car and using my new hands-free device dialed Anne McCart. She's the research director at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Okay, so I'm going to call Anne in my car, which is currently stopped, so that I can dial.
Hello, this is Anne McCart.
Hi there, Anne. This is Alex calling from NPR. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. I'm calling you from my car, but I'm hands-free, so can we chat?
Sure.
Excellent. All right. So, first of all, hold on a second. I'm going to put it in drive. It's a little bit more confusing than I thought. Okay. So, tell us, Anne, you've been researching how safe it is when people drive hands-free. What have you found?
Well, we did a study looking at drivers involved in injury crashes, and we found that the risk of having a crash is 4 times higher with either a handheld or a hands-free phone.
So you mean I'm just as dangerous now that I'm hands-free as if I had the phone in my hand?
When you're talking on the phone, that's right.
Uh-oh. Why is that? Shouldn't I be safer now that I'm not using my hands to hold the phone?
Well, you would think that, but we believe that our results are explained by the fact that when people are having a conversation on a phone, there's a cognitive distraction that occurs whether you're holding the phone or whether you're talking hands-free. The conversation is what matters, not so much whether you're holding the phone or not.
How does talking on the phone with someone in your car differ from talking to someone that's actually sitting in your car with you?
Yes, I think that's the distinction that's often made between a conversation with a passenger and a conversation on the phone. A conversation with a passenger can be distracting, but often a passenger can actually be helpful to a driver because the passenger is in the driving situation and might alert the driver to trouble up ahead or help them navigate, help them, you know, get their directions straight.
Let's compare talking on the phone in your car to listening to the radio. I mean, you could argue that either way I'm listening to someone talk, so isn't listening to the radio just as dangerous?
Well, I certainly wouldn't say that listening to the radio can't be distracting, but I think a key difference with talking on the phone is that it's a dialogue, and so that you're anticipating, you're more engaged in the conversation. You're anticipating being asked to respond to something. I think the radio, listening to the radio is, I would call it maybe more passive than talking on the phone.
Anne McCart, Research Director at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com and entirely hands-free. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.